Hello and welcome to the Mount Brook Baptist Bible Reading Plan Podcast. My name is Wayne, and today is Wednesday, December the 1st. Right now we're going through our Advent devotional guide, which is based on the book of Jeremiah. Each day during this series, we will be reading a portion of the book of Jeremiah, and you'll also hear my thoughts on the passages read aloud from the Advent guide. Today our passage is Jeremiah chapter 5. Run to and fro through the streets of Jerusalem, look and take note. Search her squares to see if you can find a man, one who does justice and seeks truth, that I may pardon her. Though they say, as the Lord lives, yet they swear falsely. O Lord, do not your eyes look for truth. You have struck them down, but they felt no anguish. You have consumed them, but they refused to take correction. You have made their faces harder than rock. They have refused to repent. Then I said, these are only the poor. They have no sense, for they do not know the way of the Lord, the justice of their God. I will go to the great and will speak to them, for they know the way of the Lord, the justice of their God. But they all alike had broken the yoke. They had burst the bonds. Therefore a lion from the forest shall strike them down. A wolf from the desert shall devastate them. A leopard is watching their cities. Everyone who goes out for them shall be torn in pieces, because their transgressions are many, their apostasies are great. How can I pardon you? Your children have forsaken me and have sworn by those who are no gods. When I fed them to the full, they committed adultery. They trooped to the houses of whores. They were well-fed, lusty stallions, each neighing for his neighbor's wife. Shall I not punish them for these things, declares the Lord? And shall I not avenge myself on a nation such as this? Go up through her vine roads and destroy, but make not a full end. Strip away her branches, for they are not the Lord's. For the house of Israel and the house of Judah have been utterly treacherous to me, declares the Lord. They have spoken falsely of the Lord and have said, he will do nothing. No disaster will come upon us, nor shall we see sword or famine. The prophets will become wind. The word is not in them. Thus shall it be done to them. Therefore, thus says the Lord, the God of hosts, because you have spoken this word, behold, I am making my words in your mouth a fire, and this people wood, and the fire shall consume them. Behold, I am bringing against you a nation from afar, O house of Israel, declares the Lord. It is an enduring nation. It is an ancient nation, a nation whose language you do not know, nor can you understand what they say. Their quiver is like an open tomb. They are all mighty warriors. They shall eat up your harvest and your food. They shall eat up your sons and your daughters. They shall eat up your flocks and your herds. They shall eat up your vines and your fig trees, your fortified cities in which you trust. They shall beat down with the sword. But in those days, declares the Lord, I will not make a full end of you. And when your people say, why has the Lord our God done all these things to us? You shall say to them, as you have forsaken me and served foreign gods in your land, so you shall serve foreigners in a land that is not yours. Declare this in the house of Jacob, proclaim it in Judah. Hear this, O foolish and senseless people, who have eyes but see not, who have ears but hear not. Do you not fear me, declares the Lord? Do you not tremble before me? I place the sand as the boundary for the sea, a perpetual barrier that cannot pass. Though the waves toss, they cannot prevail. Though they roar, they cannot pass over it. But this people has a stubborn and rebellious heart. They have turned aside and gone away. They do not say in their hearts, let us fear the Lord our God, who gives the rain in its season, the autumn rain and the spring rain, and keeps for us the weeks appointed for the harvest. Your iniquities have turned these away, and your sins have kept good from you. For wicked men are found among my people. They lurk like fowlers lying in wait. They set a trap. They catch men. Like a cage full of birds, their houses are full of deceit. Therefore they have become great and rich. They have grown fat and sleek. They know no bounds in deeds of evil. They judge not with justice the cause of the fatherless to make it prosper, and they do not defend the rights of the needy. Shall I not punish them for these things, declares the Lord? And shall I not avenge myself on a nation such as this? An appalling and horrible thing has happened in the land. The prophets prophesy falsely, and the priests rule at their discretion. My people love to have it so, but what will you do when the end comes? You've likely heard the phrase complacency kills. The saying succinctly but powerfully communicates the truth that our failure to be faithful and vigilant in any area of life will eventually lead to disaster. We have all seen this truth play out time and again in many areas of life. From athletes and coaches who lost a game to an inferior opponent because they thought they were unbeatable regardless of their level of effort, to businesses that were forced to close their doors because they assumed they would dominate the market despite their unwillingness to innovate and meet the changing demands of customers, to musicians who failed to produce quality art because they assumed their fans would support whatever they made. We know of countless examples of people and organizations who fell from lofty heights of success because they were complacent. The same principle applies to our spiritual lives. In Jeremiah chapter 5, the prophet Jeremiah warns the people of the judgment they will experience if they refuse to repent of their sins and walk according to God's will. As Jeremiah describes the people, it is clear that they are complacent in their relationship with God. They have engaged in immoral sexual practices, taken advantage of the poor and oppressed in the land, and served foreign gods. Rather than responding to Jeremiah's message with faith and repentance, they choose to listen to false prophets who assure them that all is well and that they will never be held accountable for their sins. During Advent, we are called to consider the truth that Jesus will one day appear in our world to make all things new and judge those who continue to pursue evil rather than walk according to God's ways. The idea of appearing before the Lord is a sobering one because most of us no doubt struggle with complacency as we wait for the Lord to return. In this season, ask the Lord to show you ways He is calling you to repent of your sins and more faithfully pursue His will as you wait for His return.